Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Missouri moves to Phase 2 of vaccine distribution on March 29th and Phase 3 on April 9th. Phase 2 includes construction workers, higher education, even the homeless. Phase 3 will allow everyone in the state to sign up for a vaccine. Governor Mike Parson says he's been in talks with the White House to bring in federal help for a smooth rollout. In Illinois, residents 16 and older will be eligible for the COVID vaccine starting April 12th. First, there will be a bridge phase for reopening. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says it will allow more businesses to reopen. To get there, the entire state must reach a 70% first dose vaccination rate for residents 65 and over. The bridge phase will allow for 60% capacity limits at places like museums, zoos, and spectator events. Some St. Louis County residents who sent in their personal property tax declarations are getting notices they haven't filed yet. The forms were due March 1st. The county assessor's office tells Fox 2 News they receive the forms faster than they can process them. You can check your information online at the county's website. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, it will be a brisk day with temperatures reaching the low 50s by late this afternoon. Tonight will be clear and cold with low temps down near freezing. The weekend, though, that'll be one for the top 10 list, Sunday and Saturday, with highs both days in the 60s. Monday will bring a few more clouds as temperatures inch closer to 70. A new round of rain and thunderstorms is likely late Monday night into Tuesday.